Which then leads me on to my next question, which is all about the post-pandemic insurance broking and the marketing trends going forward. I'll share what mine are. But I'd be interested to see what you think going forward. Certainly, you know, the next 12 months, next 2 years, where you think the broking industry will go.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'd say, so in terms of the work we do at Xywave, we are in our UK team is set up. So essentially, we've got kind of a new business development team and a customer success team. And between us, we're probably speaking with, I'm going to estimate maybe between 10 to 20 managing directors or CEOs of UK brokerages every week. So some of them are, you know, heads of these businesses who already work with Xywave. So they're talking to us about their, you know, corporate goals, how we can align and support them. Others are just looking to learn more about what Xywave does and how we can help them to achieve results. But through these conversations, we do see some real trends, especially over kind of the last year. And obviously, you know, we're constantly looking at what's happening in the marketplace from, you know, areas like a tech standpoint. So one of the big kind of challenges we're making on brokers right now is just to really consider the increase in the digital consumer behavior. So what the pandemic has done, and as we all know this, but accelerating digital transformation means that, you know, if your customers have accelerated in their digital transformation, it's critical that you as a broker are able to reflect that, because we know this concept, it's an age-old concept of people buy from people they like. And likewise, if you can see yourself in a supplier, you can see that they have kind of a similar ethos to you, they look similar to you, you're probably more likely to work with them. So what we're challenging brokers to think about a lot now is that today's insurance buyers, of course, are going to want more of an online experience. They're going to want to engage more online where possible. You know, we're talking social media, email exchange, client portals, those kinds of interactions. And small businesses who haven't previously embraced digital transformation are now doing so. So a great example of this actually is going to be, you know, think about your local pub or your local restaurant that pre-March 2020 probably didn't have a great website, if they had a website at all, may not have had any social media presence. And then look at where they are now, because if they have survived or thrived through this, you can be pretty sure they've probably invested in improving their digital presence. You know, you think about your perhaps your local pub. I bet now the ones that are doing well, they're going to have all their menus will be up online. They'll be promoting themselves through social media. You'll be able to pay an order online. So those kinds of businesses are going to expect to see the same from their brokerages, and those brokerages who've transformed during this time and innovated are going to be the ones that will, you know, come out of this really strong and continue to excel in the future. And I think those that perhaps have been waiting this out, expecting to get things to go back to normal, will find themselves quite, like I said before, on the opposite side to quite a big chasm. You only have to think about the examples of businesses like Blockbuster Video, who didn't innovate at a time when online streaming was coming in, to see where they are now. So we're continually challenging brokers to think about digital customer experience. It's not going anywhere. It will become more and more important and key to their success. The other big component that we highlight to brokers a lot at the moment is, obviously, we have gone to a place of working remotely, and research shows that it is very unlikely that business will go back to everybody being, you know, back in the office as we were before. So that means that your market presence as a broker is reduced. You're not going to be out and about as much. You're not going to be perhaps as visible in person as you would have been previously. So this is where, you know, delivering year-round high-value content becomes really key. face-to-face meetings are happening less and less. So we're challenging brokers to think about, in their sales and their marketing interactions, what kind of impressions are their people making over virtual meetings? How slick and professional are their presentations? You know, there's stats out there that say how quickly we will make an assessment of someone when we first meet them. And if you don't have a really kind of strong brand and presence in remote meetings, you can be discounted very quickly by some potential customers. So it's really just getting brokers to think about the importance of using digital, you know, even things like, you know, events and other gatherings. They will certainly come back, but they may not come back to the extent that they were before, because there may be other efficient ways to do things. So, you know, certainly focusing on building networks through social media, through email lists, through webinars and podcasts like you're doing here, Declan, is going to be really key to future marketing within brokerages.
I think a word that keeps springing in my mind is expectation.
Yeah.
And you've touched on it a few times in your answer. There's going to be a growing expectation in the post-pandemic world from everyone. And if I think about an insurance broker, a medium-sized insurance broker, the pandemic has become a forced accelerator for change.
Yes.
Using the example you mentioned about blockbusters, online streaming and Netflix was the forced catalyst that blockbusters just couldn't survive because they didn't want to innovate.
Yeah.
And then when that began to happen, there was an expectation for the next thing and the next thing. And then you saw Amazon become the dominant marketplace online. So you're absolutely right. Digital transformation is happening all around. And there's absolutely no reason why insurance broking is not immune to that, because you do need to have digital automation. And that word expectation comes down to what your clients expect.
Yeah.
And if you don't deliver what they expect, they're going to find somebody who does.
Yeah.
Because the decision makers of today, as you rightly said, are probably coming to the end of that period where they're used to dealing with people and it was the traditional thing to do. The next generation of decision makers are going to be the digital savvy millennials and generation Y, I think it might be, who will expect it. And it will demand to have value-added service put into the proposition. If I'm paying you money, I expect all these things, because if you don't do it, somebody else is going to do it. And I think we will see, certainly within the next 18 months, a real seismic shift to having that almost as a business as usual approach, that you must have these things, otherwise you're just going to lose ground to other people. And to be fair, the actual investment in doing it isn't massive. It's not a huge investment, but the output and the value that's garnered through it, I think, is hugely important. And it goes right back to the importance of good quality content and materials that you can, number one, share with your clients, but number two, demonstrates your expertise, and number three, gives your clients a reason to stay with you and possibly recommend you to someone else. So that's where I think the next 18 months will go on. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Definitely.
So watch this space. So for anybody who's listening, who is keen to learn more about Zywave and possibly get in contact, what's the best way to get in contact with you guys?
Yep. So they can either go to our website, which is zywave.co.uk, and there's a button they can click on there if they want to arrange a meeting, an introductory conversation with us. When brokers are kind of getting in touch with us and they are interested in kind of learning more about what we do, we have a very consultative sales approach. So there's no hard sell. Initially, our conversations with brokers are about us uncovering what their corporate goals are, what's holding them back from growth, retention, efficiency, and then us starting to share some ideas and recommendations with them and going from there. So it's always a great exploratory conversation. We'll share with brokers examples of what we're seeing succeed in the market right now, giving them some good food for thought. So they can contact us through the website, or I'm on LinkedIn, as are all of my team as well. So they can look me up, Faye Reinhold Shaw on LinkedIn. And then I can also obviously give you my email address as well, which you've got, Declan, which you can share in the notes to the podcast episode, of course, if you want to do so as well. So yeah, would love to, you know, always happy to speak with brokers who are looking to kind of share some ideas and to see how we can support them with the next phase of their success.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for your time, Faye. That was really, really interesting. And yeah, we hope you continue to do the good work you're doing.
Absolutely, Declan. It's been great to have a conversation today.
Thank you once again to Faye Reinhold-Shore for her fantastic contribution. And if you do want to get in contact with Faye, we will be sharing her contact details on the episode notes of this podcast. That's it for this edition. As always, we do appreciate you taking the time to download and listen. And until the next time, stay safe and take care.